Pamela, Fumza and Marika joining. Was that part of the idea, bringing them over for the Fast Five? To see how they fitted in?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think when we spoke to the both of them, they were really excited to get involved and be part of the franchise and Seven Stars. And so we thought if they were thinking of coming for the fall season, why not get them over for Fast Five as well? And it meant that they could have a little bit of training with the squad before they had to head back home again for international duty. I was still playing at Fast Five, and they then had their quad series as well.
You would have known their qualities, as many others who followed the league before. Did they impress you, especially that day as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, they literally landed on Wednesday and the competition was on Saturday, so we didn't give them much time to kind of get over the travel and gel with the squad. But what we really did see was how well they did do playing amongst the team and the professionalism that they bring. Being international athletes for South Africa, I've seen them for many, many years on the international circuit, and I really value how great their players and their dedication to the sport and the skill level that they have as well. We saw so many amazing intercepts from Zara, and then Marika's really just kind of in there in that goal attack position and spotting her shots away.
Stars at the Fast Five gained a lot of followers on the day itself and a lot of respect as well. You kind of knew you had it in you throughout the season?
Yeah. Well, you never go step into a game without thinking you're going to win. Otherwise, what's the point, really? What I've always said throughout my whole career. I think what we did when we went into the Fast Five, the team with Sam as head coach as well, it was all about that fun element, and it was about kind of coming together. It was the beginning of pre-season, so we weren't really established as a squad. So it was about going to London and just having fun and enjoying the atmosphere, playing at the O2, like Beyonce's been at the O2. So it was a whole new thing for them, and the whole razzmatazz and just the event by Hearn and his team just made it such an amazing day that the squad was just buzzing. And so it was just about going out there, playing some fun netball and then seeing what happened in the end.
Ellie told me that she doesn't usually smile when she's playing a game, but she certainly did that day, didn't she?
Oh, she was awesome. Oh, I loved watching her play. It was so good. In training on the Friday, she was like, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to make sure I smile. And then she really did. She was just slotting those long bombs away. So proud of her. And she's just come on so well. And it was really nice to see her kind of, she's now an experienced player. She's had to step up for our squad, and then she's really doing her thing.
In some way as well, when you get that happiness throughout the side and that squad, that's led to England winning the gold recently in Melbourne.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so great to watch. So great. And just great to see them all smiling and just having some fun and dancing and just enjoying their netball. And the result came from it as well. So, yeah, watching that was just phenomenal, amazing. And Amara and her team, yeah, really came out and really did the job.
Your 2018 squad, it's been announced. How soon did you have that squad of players in mind?
The squad, so excited about the squad. We have some returning players, as you've seen, and it's really great that after our first season, they really showed the build-up and what they could do. And with a year under our belts now, they wanted to come back and again play under the Seven Stars banner. Monya started a great thing, and now Sam Bird has come on board, and she's adding another dynamic and element to it. So we had our kind of core group that we brought back from last season, and then we went out. So over the past couple of weeks, we've been training hard, and final squads was picked about a week ago.
It's nice as well. The opening couple of fixtures have got you at home against Thunder on the 10th and then Wasps on the 17th of Feb. So they've been quite kind. Maybe not the games, but the fact that you've got two home fixtures and you can get the Stars family back to watch the games at home.
Yeah, definitely. You know, everyone loves playing in your home venue. The fans were so awesome last season, so awesome, and we'll be really looking forward to seeing them again this season coming. It just gives you that extra boost. It's that eighth player, isn't it? So it's great we've got two home games to start off the season with, kind of find your feet. And but the thing is, with this competition, all teams are good. Like, you can't take any team not seriously. So even though you want to start and build into a season, you also know you need to kind of step on court ready to play and ready to put out performances. So it's nice that our first couple of games are at home to kind of give that extra support, as I said at the start. And we've got some players now that are really stepping up, as I said earlier about Ellie now having to be one of our senior players, and Jodie and Laura, and then with the likes of Pumza and Marika joining the squad as well. It's going to be, I think, a nice combination.
Do you think things would have settled down a little bit this season compared to last, or still as intense?
Yeah, You like to think, because after the first season, it was kind of like, we just need to get a team out on the court and get a franchise up and running. And so many people in the background from both universities, University of Gloucester and University of Worcester, kind of played that part to make it happen for the players. So now we've got that one season under our belt. We kind of know what we're doing now. Well, hopefully, you would think. So it's about building on that even further. But then also now we're kind of establishing ourselves. There's still a few tweaks we wanted to make from last year that we'll go out and try and rectify this season.
And how are the academies going?
Academies are good. So really excited to have launched our Nova Academies at our five schools. So Beamer in Birmingham, King's School in Worcester, Hartlepool in Gloucester. We've got Headingdon in Oxford and Millfield in my old school down in the a bit further south. So they're all up and running. It's just really great to have our pathway. So that's where they start at the Nova Academies, the beginning of the star, at under 17 level. And then they progress with Sam Cook, who's now our pathway coach, into the under 19s and the under 21s, with Jenna Cully also helping out in that sense as well. And then progressing hopefully into becoming a 7-star senior player, which Sam Bird is heading up.
And how can we find out more information on season tickets, that kind of thing?
Awesome. Head to 7stars.co.uk, where we've put everything out there, and we're updating the website. So a few bits are still from last season, but over the coming weeks, you'll be seeing that transferred ready for 2018 season to kick off. But season tickets are up there. Where to get them from, follow the link.
And more information if you fancy getting involved with sponsorship of the team this season as well?
Last year, we were so great to have the support that we had from our sponsors. They really, really backed us, and it was a brand new team. No one had any history about it, but they still had that belief. So yeah, really pleased that we had our sponsors last year, and looking to build on that with them and more new ones as we go forward.